had this friend who didn't care much about God's word. He preferred to drink, party, one nights, and the rest of the things in this world. And not like he didn't like going to church, but when he does, you know there's a girl involved. He used to tell me about how easily he gets the girls, his guys and himself in school, their name be ringing the bell. But not long ago, things changed. His life flips like a book and turned a new page. He had health issues, his dad lost his job, and as if that's not enough, his CDP dropped to second class lower. He became scared he would lose his scholarship sooner. Started talking suicide and how much he feels emptiness inside. People been talking to him and placing hope in his side. Long from then, he drew close to God and accepted Christ. Now I believe deep down the Lord heard his cries. We had time to chat as pastors and we talked things out. Tried talking about what the spirit life was all about. Talked about increasing the time he spent with his books to increase his grades in school. Talked about cutting off some friends and staying off some dudes. My friend's a believer, but he couldn't get his mind off the fact he's been a sinner. Maybe he needs a teacher. Maybe he needs to stop listening to certain preachers. Times and times he keeps blaming himself. If you listen to him, you hear words he lets off his chest. I've been trying my best, but why ain't I feeling like the rest? For real, I don't think I'm a Christian at all. If I was, why do I keep reminiscing my wrong? Feels like I called on God, but he's taking so long. These days I go to church, but I can't take my eyes off the girls. You tell me I'm safe, but I feel like I'm still going to hell. But you don't know the life I've lived. You don't know how many girls I've deceived. You don't know how many times I wish my breath was seized. I think God's punishing my family because of me. If I didn't live the life I've lived, maybe they wouldn't be feeling the feels they're currently feeling. When I pray, I don't think God even listens. And he goes on and on. And when it comes to blaming himself, this dude never runs out of words. Because he feels he doesn't have a place in the mind of God because of the wrongs he's done. I felt sad for him. Moved with love, I tried to enlighten him. So I sent him an audio letter. Because to me, his spiritual growth matters. Dear friend, I wish you listen to the end. I wish you get the message in this message I've sent. Maybe right now you're not fine, but I wish this letter reaches in time. I'm happy now you're saved. Happy that you received the life that Jesus gave. But why do you think God keeps record of your wrongs? He is the Father, and the rest of us are sons. He didn't love you because of the things you did. He didn't just realize that before now you sinned. He made you a seed even before you were conceived. I'm not denying that you wronged the Lord, or the Lord overlooks the wrongs you've done. Matter of fact, the scripture says the penalty for the wrongs you've done is death. And for real, homie, you should be put to death. But God loves you so much, he placed your offenses and the wrongs you've done on his son and put him to death. And now you're blameless. Congratulations, you're saved. But you think you're saved today because you wanted the same to be saved? Nay. You're saved today because he wanted you to be saved. And Ephesians 1 verse 4 and 5 be saying the same. So stop looking at yourself and the things you've done. Because the Father isn't looking at you but his son. He's taking your wrongs before you were born and placed them on his son. And each time he sees you, he sees the likeness of Jesus. Maybe this is a little bit mysterious. The scripture's not a joke. Each time God speaks, he's serious. Hope you understand that you're saved today because he predestined you to be saved. Hope you understand that it's not because you wanted to receive the life that he gave. He made you his heir, and even with your wrongs, you're not destined for hell. And I'm not saying all this to make you feel all good and well. He didn't adopt yourself, he did that himself. He saw your wrongs for he sent his son. And don't worry about losing your salvation. Everyone rejoice when you got adopted, because there's no one to find. You can't be lost. God's the one with us. He brought you in and he's keeping you in. And stop entertaining this negativity thing. He's the one that's walking the walk and bringing out the fruits in you. Just chill and let the Holy Spirit do you and lead you. And next time Satan reminds you of the wrongs, tell him the Father placed them on his son, and he doesn't remember them anymore. Furthermore, a son is a son, and nothing can change that. We're born joined with God, the devil can separate that. Hope I made sense bringing you the truth. Hope I tackled your problems and touched the root. Anyways, feel free to write back, because I would like that. Yours faithfully. Dynamic.